Here's the trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams. Looking back at two league games, Liverpool take 3 points from the two games. I mean, that'll be interesting to see what Josh thinks they were worth, what the numbers say by the end. But they're very much games that are about game state and not about the numbers, I think, Josh, both of them. We'll start off with the game against West Ham United. The tactics board sort of lined up with the Wolves shapes. But we'll start off with West Ham, which Liverpool win by 5-2. The XG actually is pretty close between the two sides, 1.93. Sees off 1.71. Liverpool 18 shots, West Ham 12. Possession ends up being 50-50 effectively, 49-51 in there as well. Liverpool put in more pressures. Liverpool win more tackles. Liverpool win an unbelievable number of the tackles they attempt. It was one of my takeaways from the game, but then so did West Ham. But ultimately, we sort of see in the race map, you know, Liverpool don't necessarily deserve to be 3-0 up, but they are, and that becomes, I think, the driving force of the whole match.
Yeah, really, really mad one. I think it was led by outcomes, obviously. What's the percentage there on Liverpool winning? 42, is that?
42.
But West Ham, 35.
But you never felt in the ground as though Liverpool weren't going to win the game.
No, I know, yeah. It's mad the impact set pieces is having this season. I think it obviously gives Liverpool a real full soul by half-time, especially 3-0 up and things like that. But in open play, there wasn't a great deal to separate both teams. And I think 5-2 really does favour Liverpool compared to what we actually saw, probably, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, I think that the Liverpool play, like, the scoreboard's in their favour. And, like, you know, they can play with a little bit of abandon in patches. Mm. I thought West Ham were interested in that they start so poorly, but then they come alive around the sort of 10th minute mark, and that's arguably their biggest, other than the goal that they scored just after half time, their biggest jump that you can see in the race map is they get very quickly to 0.5 XG around the 10 minute mark, but then they don't really move again until the goal comes in, which is, you know, quite a high value chance. And even then, when they make it 4-2, that's the next time there's any sort of leap forward. My point about this, I thought West Ham really played in small blasts, and then Liverpool will grab back. Not even so much control, but the impetus. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I personally did feel like Liverpool kind of had levels to go through in this game. Never really had to call upon it too much because of the scoreline was just in our favour the whole course of the game. But, yeah, I mean, 7 goals, 4 of them from set pieces. I mean, all the best analysing that.